As Congress is considering granting trade promotion authority to move multilateral trade agreements forward, USDA Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services Michael Skuse points to two previous trade agreements that have helped increase agricultural exports.
The one example is the NAFTA treaty that was done 20 years ago. Right now, Canada's a number two trading partner. Mexico's number three. We're exporting about $18 million worth of products to Mexico and importing about $18 million worth of, or $18 billion worth of products from Mexico as well. If you look at the CAFTA treaty, most products since 2005 have seen increases of $100 million or more per year in exports. So these agreements, we've seen almost immediate increases in our agricultural exports and sales.
CAFTA is the agreement with several Central American countries and the Dominican Republic signed in 2005, and NAFTA with Canada and Mexico was completed in 1993. Stephen Zonheiser with USDA's Economic Research Service just completed a study on how NAFTA has benefited U.S. farmers.
In 1993, the last year before NAFTA was implemented, the total value of interregional agricultural trade among all three countries was $16.7 billion. And in 2013, the total value was about $82 billion.
Zonheiser says NAFTA has actually provided benefits for farmers and consumers in all three countries.
The composition of agricultural trade among the three NAFTA partners is perhaps what you would think, that for the United States, that our comparative advantages lie primarily in the export of grains and oilseed and meat products, but the U.S. also exports some fruit and vegetables to the NAFTA countries, more Canada than Mexico. On the import side, from Mexico, the majority of our imports from Mexico are fruit and vegetables, and also beer, which is one of the agricultural products where Mexico has accumulated a comparative advantage. In fruit and vegetables, what's special about the relationship with Mexico is a lot of that product is sold fresh in U.S. supermarkets. So NAFTA, by getting rid of these trade barriers, has made it a little bit easier for U.S. consumers and also Canadian consumers to buy fresh produce in the marketplace.